Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with this morning with your economic headlines that will be affecting the market. Look at the top you see right here. Senate hearings on oversight of financial regulators in wake of recent bank failures. So that's one topic we have. We have bank failures. What's the next thing we have? Dow slips as investors monitor debt ceiling talks in the Fed. So we have the debt ceiling, we have the Fed, we have banks collapsing. Okay, well, we know all that piece of the puzzle. What's the top news stories of the day? Well, let's go over to here. DeSantis expected to run. Okay, we got that. FBI investigation. I don't know what they're investigating now. Probably the Trump thing. We got Trump's documents. So they're still driving that, which, hey, if there's some wrongdoing there, which there was in a lot of cases, I'm all for it. So, but this is all, you know, there's so much more in the news right now. Do we really need this stuff? Okay, well, let's go over to it. Montana governor bans TikTok. How do you ban a website in a state where every kid on their phone in that state probably has TikTok on their phone? You're not going to be able to enforce that. The military is top secrets being stolen from, what, a 20-year-old, 21-year-old? And then we have Texas legislating votes to ban transgenderism. Okay, so now you know why I do an economics channel, because if you just look at the mainstream news, you'll go crazy. Okay, so let's get over to the real financial news that we want to talk about. So in the new headlines we got here is the initial jobless claims. So we got jobless claims, Philly Fed or manufacturing numbers, and then here shortly before this video is over, we might even have existing home sales out. So initial jobless claims, they're not doing what the Federal Reserve thought they were going to do and hoping that they were going to do, and that might be bad news for rates. And I'm going to show you that here in a minute, because we have the Chicago Mercantile Exchange predicting the predictions of the Federal Reserve's next meeting of them raising interest rates just skyrocketed. Okay, so I'm not on that bandwagon yet, but I got to give you that data. So we have that coming in, and Philly Manufacturing Index came in, and it's actually getting a little bit better. The previous reading in the rearview mirror was a negative 30. Analysts expected a negative 20. We came in at half that. So I don't know where these analysts get all these figures, but most of the time they are so far off, it's crazy. But a negative 10 is still bad indicators for the manufacturing in this country. So again, existing home sales might be in this before we leave this channel. But on one news is we have the unemployment numbers with the initial unemployment claims decreased. So less and less people filed for unemployment. So now the Federal Reserve is saying, all the things that we're doing aren't really working. Well, they're working on one piece of the puzzle, and that's when with you and I's interest rates on everything from mortgages to cars to credit cards and everything else. But they're saying, well, we need the employment numbers to really dramatically plummet because we need less and less people spending money. So I think you're getting there without having to really crush the unemployment numbers. So we're going to really monitor unemployment, but I'm really not on that bandwagon that we need to see the unemployment numbers go skyrocketing up, because we're not that far ahead in the employment numbers from where we were pre-pandemic. We got all the jobs back, but there's really been hardly any jobs gains since those. But here's an interesting fact that I want to show you guys. So this is what we follow on a daily basis. If you're on my channel, you see this as well. Look at this number right over here. Just a week or so ago, this column wasn't even here. So let me explain what you're seeing on here. This is what's happening, or what people expect from the federal funds rate. So what the Federal Reserve controls, they control one thing, and it's the federal funds rate. They took it from 0 to basically 5.25% from 2022 to 2023 so far. So these numbers through here, this projects, it gives you projections on what the Federal Reserve will do at the next few meetings that they have. They'll have a meeting in June, July, September, November, December, and so forth. Here's the probabilities of what they're going to do. So right now, the federal funds rate is 5 to 5.25. So there's a 70% probability it'll stay there. The interesting piece here is this the other day wasn't even here as a column. Let me get rid of that. Then it came in and there was a factor here of about, 0.2, and then it went to 2%, then it went to 10%. Then yesterday, I think it was 19%. Now it went to 31%. So now what this is telling us from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the futures market, is the market's now anticipating a 30% chance that the Federal Reserve will raise rates at their June meeting. I'm not on that bandwagon because I give you my content every day to explain why, because I don't think, you know, I think what they've done already is really taking a toll on the markets. They just need to let things cool down. On the next front, this is what I see on my screens on a daily basis. Why? Well, I'm a mortgage advisor, so I need to know what's going on with mortgage rates, programs, and all this other stuff. So how do I keep a tune on what's going on with mortgage rates? This is what I follow. I don't really follow the 10-year treasury because there's really no need to do it. If you're old school or you talk to somebody new in the business or really old in the business, they'll say, well, watch the 10-year treasury. Why? Well, they were taught wrong. What you should be monitoring is the bond that trades on Wall Street that is the mortgage-backed security bond, and it dictates the probably 90% of what your mortgage rate is going to be is right here in this bond, okay? So this is the mortgage, MBS, you can see right there, mortgage-backed security bond. This is a 5.5 coupon. It's saying the bond price, this is what's going on, the price is down 17 ticks. All you need to know is if it's down, the price of a bond is down, rates are going up. The bigger down the number is, the bigger the rate's going up. So we love when this trajectory on this screen is positive or green. Let's go back 2 days from now. It's all over the map. Let's go back 5 days from now. But do you see what I'm getting at? It's nothing but down, down, and down. Where are rates right now? Well, these are where rates ended yesterday, according to Mortgage News Daily. These are the mortgage rates that are published every day. And these are the top six mortgage programs that people use. You're going to see a 30-year fixed all the way down to a 30-year VA. Now, these aren't my rates. These are actually no individual bank's rates. These are rates published by Mortgage News Daily. What they do is they send out flyers to the mortgage lenders all over the country. It's all electronic, folks. And what they do is they compile data and said, they put in their algorithms, if you had a borrower, and you got to pay close attention to this borrower because this is what this rate is. It's a 740 credit score. Well, back when they started doing this, 740 was the top of the tier when it comes to credit scores. They were putting 20% down. That's what a lot of people don't do. So it's more than most people put down on the property. It's a property that they're going to own. And it's a single family home. So what I'm saying is the rate you're seeing on your screen is the best rate basically possible. So you're probably getting a rate a little bit higher than this. And the reason being is you either don't have that higher credit score. You're not putting 20% down. Maybe it's not your primary home. Maybe it's not a single family home. So how do you find out what rate you qualify for, or do you even qualify for a mortgage? Well, here's my information. I promise you at the beginning of this video where I'd show you this. So if you're in the market for a mortgage, I don't care if you're looking to refinance, people are refinancing and consolidating debt. Because if you have debt, check your credit card rates. Even if your mortgage rate's 4%, your credit card rate's probably 20. How much money do you have on there? Okay, that's one idea. If you might need a reverse mortgage. If you're over 62 and you want to kick the tires, if you have over 50% equity in your house and you want to see if a reverse mortgage is good for you, please check it out. But what we get mostly is people looking to buy their first house. So what I ask you to do is please do me one favor. If you're concerned about, you know, can you qualify or whatever, please call us. 844-775-5626. It's not a hard sale. We just go over and answer all the questions that you have. However, if you're like, hey, I need to get this done. I really love what you guys do. I know that you guys scan rates all over the country because what I am, I'm actually a federally chartered bank. That means I can lend anywhere in the country as well as Puerto Rico. But we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages with we're down to about 70 different lenders right now. 70 lenders. Think of that. I'm set up with 70 of the country's largest banks, mortgage companies, and finance companies. Why? It's because of my bank. If we can't help you here with the program or the rate, I have the opportunity to go out to almost 70 other banks, mortgage companies, and finance companies in the whole country. And you know probably almost every one of them. Those are the companies you're calling to get another quote after you get your first quote or your second quote or third quote. So I'm going to make things easy for you. Reach out to us. You can give us a call over here, or schedule an appointment, or even apply online. We're going to get you approved at the best rate we can find in the entire country. It might not be with our bank, but it might even be with another company. So we can offer you all those programs on top of all the programs that we have here. Confused? Don't be. Schedule an appointment, or all you need to do is click over here. I get this so confused. Over here, and just apply now if you're ready. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.